Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. On our show this week, we tell about the movies, actors, and music nominated for Academy Awards. The 80th Academy Awards ceremony takes place Sunday at the Kodak Theater in Los Angeles, California. Hundreds of millions of people in the United States and around the world will watch the show on television. It is the most exciting event of the year for people who make movies and for people who love to watch them. Barbara Klein has more.
On Sunday, actors, directors, writers, producers, and others will gather in Hollywood, California, the center of the American film industry. They will receive Academy Awards for the best acting, directing, writing, editing, music, and other work on movies released last year. The winners will receive an award called an Oscar. This statue is shaped like a man. It is made of several metals covered with gold. The Oscar is only about 34 centimeters tall. It weighs less than 4 kilograms. But the award is extremely valuable for the people who receive it. People who win an Oscar become much more famous. They often get offers to work in the best movies. They can also earn much more money. 5 movies are competing for Best Picture of the Year. 2 tragic and violent movies were nominated for 8 Academy Awards. No Country for Old Men is about a man who finds $2 million after several people are killed in an illegal drug deal. A killer chases him across Texas to get the money back. The movie is based on the book by Cormac McCarthy. There Will Be Blood is about a man who becomes successful exploring for oil in the early 1900s. He is opposed by a young religious worker in a small town in California. The movie is based on the book Oil by Upton Sinclair. 2 other movies earned 7 nominations each, including Best Picture. Atonement is about what happens after a young girl accuses her sister's lover of a crime he did not commit. It takes place in England during World War II. Atonement is based on the book by British writer Ian McEwan. Michael Clayton is about a lawyer dealing with personal and professional crises. His law firm is trying to settle a case against an agricultural chemical company. The 5th Best Picture nominee is Juno. It is about a smart and funny teenager who becomes pregnant and finds a husband and wife to adopt her baby.
Your parents are probably wondering where you are.
I'm already pregnant, so what other kind of shenanigans can I get into?
10 actors and actresses were nominated for Academy Awards for their performances in leading roles. Faith Lapidus tells us about them.
Daniel Day-Lewis was nominated for Best Actor for playing the oil man in There Will Be Blood. George Clooney for playing the lawyer in Michael Clayton. Johnny Depp is the lead character in the musical Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street. Tommy Lee Jones plays a man searching for the truth about his son, who returns from the war in Iraq, in the movie In the Valley of Elah. And Viggo Mortensen plays a Russian criminal in London in Eastern Promises. These five women were nominated for Best Actress. 20-year-old Ellen Page for playing the pregnant teenager named Juno. Julie Christie for her role as a woman with Alzheimer's disease in Away From Her. Laura Linney for her role as a woman dealing with her aging and sick father in The Savages. Marion Cotillard portrays the great French singer Edith Piaf in La Vie en Rose. And Cate Blanchett for her role as the British Queen in Elizabeth, The Golden Age. Blanchett was also nominated for Best Supporting Actress for playing a very different real person, Bob Dylan, in I'm Not There. For the times, they are changing.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences presents the Oscars each year. Almost 6,000 people who work in the movie industry belong to the Academy. They nominate candidates for Academy Awards from their own professions. For example, actors nominate actors. Directors nominate directors. Designers nominate designers. All Academy members vote to choose the final winners. More than 20 Academy Awards will be presented Sunday night. The people who wrote the best screenplays and did the best film and sound editing will receive awards. So will the people who designed the best costumes, makeup, and special effects. The composers who wrote the best song and music from a movie will also be honored. Mario Ritter plays some of the music nominated for an Oscar.
I don't know you, but I want you all the more for that. Words fall through me and always fool me, and I can't react. In games that never amount to more than they're meant will play themselves out. Take this sinking boat and port it home. We've still got time. Raise your
That was Falling Slowly, a Best Song nominee from the movie Once. Glenn Hansard and Markita Irglova wrote the song, perform it, and star in the movie. Once is a musical about an Irish man and a Czech woman who meet and make music on the streets of Dublin. The movie Enchanted makes gentle fun of fairy tales about princesses and true love. Amy Adams plays a cartoon princess, Giselle, who becomes a real princess in New York City. Her loving, joyful spirit incites the same feelings in the people she meets. Three songs from Enchanted were nominated for Best Song. Alan Menken and Stephen Schwartz wrote the songs. Here, Giselle sings, That's How You Know.
does she know that you really, really, truly love her? How does she know that you love her? How do you show her you love her? How does she know that you really, really, truly love her?
It's not enough to take the one you love for granted. You must remind her or she'll be inclined to say, how do I know that he loves me? How do I know that he's mine?
The final nominated song is from the movie August Rush. Jamal Joseph, Charles Mack, and Tevin Thomas wrote Raise It Up.
No father figure in the house, and I'm wondering how I'm gonna work it out. Oh, my friends keep on telling me how I don't need that man, but they don't really understand. There's far too many pressures in reality. We're dealing with the pain of stress and poverty. And I gotta be myself because there's nobody else for me, no. Sometimes it takes a different kind of love to raise a child.
So don't give up.
Don't give up.
The pressures come down.
Sometimes it takes a different kind of dream to make you smile.
So raise it up.
So
hang in there with me.
Sometimes we need another helping hand to show the way.
So don't give up.
So don't give up.
The Best Musical Score Oscar is for the instrumental music made for a film. James Newton Howard is nominated for the film Michael Clayton. It is his 7th Academy Award nomination. Dario Marianelli wrote the nominated score for the movie Atonement. Here is one mysterious-sounding melody. The music from the children's animated film Ratatouille by Michael Giacchino was also nominated for Best Musical Score. And composer Marco Beltrami was honored for his music for the Western 310 to Yuma. We leave you now with music from the final nominated score from The Kite Runner, by composer Alberto Iglesias. The movie is about the relationship of two children in Afghanistan.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. The show was written by Shelley Gullist and Katie Weaver, who was also our producer. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.